the beats with Jess Bowen and Bowie J. Hello, it is Bowie Jane with Jess Bowen for Babes Behind the Beats, and today we have solo singer-songwriter Noah Vaughn. Welcome, Noah.
Thank you. What's up, you guys?
Now, you grew up performing in mega churches. Well, that is pretty amazing. For those who might not know, this is performing to, is it like 3,000 people?
Yeah, I mean, it was large. So it was close to 2,000 to 3,000 in just, you know, the place we were performing at in our good old-fashioned church, but also people were streaming in. So there was probably about an average of 10,000 people watching sometimes. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's so incredible because also that's – so it's televised essentially. So you're working with cameras. You're learning everything you need to know about performing, actually.
Definitely. And I think that's why a lot of people who start in churches with music end up kind of – you know, understanding production in different ways, you know.
You're a singer-songwriter. You've always been around music. You grew up singing in mega churches. But what I find fascinating is you've actually studied music business, which is fascinating as a performer. So how did you get into that and where did you study it?
Right. Yeah, I actually studied in Nashville, Tennessee at Belmont University. And I studied music business, which a lot of people don't realize is actually a business degree. We just are at the end of music row. And so it's really cool. It's just emphasized all on the music industry. So you take certain classes that are affiliated with music, but then a whole lot of regular business classes.
Yeah, that's so cool. And what university was it?
Belmont University.
Belmont, which is really well known in Nashville for music business and all that kind of stuff. So were there other performers in the course, or it was people who just wanted to get in the business?
So there was, in the whole school, there was a really awesome music school as well. I was in the music business part of it. Which are two different, you know, schools entirely. There's also a law school, and oddly enough, Belmont also had a really, really widely well-known nursing program that's really top-notch. So just oddly enough. But it was cool because I became friends with a bunch of people in the music school, and yeah, you got to collab, and you were on this tiny campus together, so there was almost no way you weren't gonna do something together, which was awesome, you know?
Yeah, and it's also cool because I suppose like you're out in the world as a performer, but I bet there's so many people who you did the course with and they're in the industry. So you're all kind of growing up together through the music industry, which is cool.
Exactly, yeah. That's been a very cool part of it. Just meeting all of the people and seeing everybody grow in the music industry together, as you said, just go and do their own thing and find out what's the right like role and spot for them within the industry. And it's been really awesome to see.
Yeah. And I think it's confusing when you first get in the music business, the like publishing and all the different roles that people have. And I guess that would have cleared things up when you're studying it.
It does. I definitely was thinking for a long time I wanted to be a music supervisor, which is a hard job to acquire.
Explain the music supervisor role for maybe some of our non-music listeners.
Yeah, so music supervising is the coolest job because you get to basically put music to film and be the supervisor over all of the music that is going into whatever film you're the music supervisor for. So basically, you get to do the thing that has always inspired me about movies and emotions, and music has always been visual to me, so that's why it's awesome to me.
And a pretty big role because, you know, obviously music to film to video will obviously change the feeling for things, but also really big for an artist if they get their song placed.
Right, yeah. Also video games and other entertainment as well, but video games are the real awesome place to be doing stuff like that also.
So you finish your degree with all this fantastic music business knowledge, but then what do you do? Do you go, oh, great, I finished university, thank God. Or do you go, oh, shit, what am I doing? Or did you have lots of things going on at the same time?
It was definitely for a second, oh, shit, what am I doing? You know, like, all right, I got to just keep going. And I was excited to have more time to work on stuff also. That was definitely in the most forefront of my mind. I started working at a restaurant for just a second, and then a cruise ship contract fell on my lap, which was really awesome. And so
How long did you do that for?
I did it for, I think the contract was 6 to 7 months total.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you on a cruise ship for 6 to 7 months? Like,
so this one was a little different than other ships because it was a new build for a whole new fleet for the cruise line. So they had us in rehearsals in Miami for 6 weeks before they flew us to France, where they were still building the ship. And we lived on the ship in this tiny ship town as the ship was still being built. So there would be French, construction workers on the ship every day. And we had to walk around with hard hats everywhere. it was so wild. And then we finally sailed across the Atlantic and picked up people in Florida. And then went all around the Caribbean. And then
you did like three shows a day or just one?
Yeah, it was three shows a day, two to four really, but normally three. And you get one day every other week off.
That's crazy. How does that, for a vocalist, I feel like that has to be exhausting.
It was a lot. I also wasn't stopping partying, so that was also a part of it. I had to sleep a lot and drink. I had this water bottle it was massive. It was basically the size of my entire leg, and it had a big handle that I would carry it like up above because it was too much to carry it like this. And so I would drink at least one of those a day, really be thoughtful about how much sleep I was getting. Yeah, and try not to drink too much. I was also only drinking whiskey, which is whatever, but yeah.
Which we feel like that. We feel Chloe like and I both better, agree right? that's supposed to be better, right? Or yeah. Maybe that's just what we tell ourselves.
It feels warmer.
There's a couple of alcohols that are actually better for your voice than other alcohol. Beer and wine are the worst, and then the best is actually port wine. Port wine, yeah. Brandy and bourbon, yeah.
Wow, okay. See, that's good then. You still got to have fun. You still had a good time. I guess for me, I just like, I know a lot of vocalists that honestly being on tour, just even having one show a day and only having one day off is difficult. But the fact that you are performing 3 to 4 times a day and only having one day off every other week sounds like, did they train you for that? Did you have a vocal coach? Like how did you,
Also I did a lot of stuff when I was younger as well. I'd been taking voice lessons since sixth grade to senior year of high school as well. That's also where I started learning co-writing and stuff because my teacher was also a Christian writer, like songwriter. And she was really, really good, honestly. And she taught me a lot of just format and everything. That's how I learned how to kind of like, I also was singing so much in high school that I think I learned how to have that, you know, that longevity with it and know when to push and when not to.
Yeah, proper technique and you can maintain that. But it's the people who are screaming and, clenching your throat when you're singing.
Yeah, relaxation is the most, most important. Similar when you're any type of athlete, right? When your muscle is like too tense in any way, you can sprain it or hurt it, or it's easier to do that. So the more relaxed you are, the better it all will be.
Right. So okay, the cruise ship, you did this for 6 to 7 months, and then were you just done? Were you like, don't want to do this anymore? Or was it like you were ready to move forward and do your solo like artist? What happened with that?
Yeah, I came back to Nashville and I was ready to just, hit the ground running back on co-writes because I love to do a lot of co-writes. I think it's really important to always remember all of the different perspectives and continue to like grow in your writing because it's a craft, you only get better the more you do it. So that's what I was really focusing in on. And then actually my booking agent now, he gave me a chance on just opening up for this artist, Sean James, for one or two shows and they loved it. And so I opened for like quite a few moments on his tour. So that's kind of what I started to do right as I got back from that. And I was running around sleeping at motels, just had enough money to make it to the next place. Really?
Like, I know that life.
yeah. Some motels, you know, they're pretty interesting.
right. And were you doing that with a full band or was it the solo you were playing guitar?
I was playing guitar and I brought my fiddle player. So it was just me and my fiddle player and she also cool. did background vocals. Yeah, it was super fun. I also had never really played guitar live because I had still been learning it. I was a piano player, even on the ship. I was the piano and vocals, but I could not bring a keyboard around everywhere. And also, it's a little bit more difficult to fill the space up, I think, when you're just For sure. solo the whole time. So I went and bit the bullet and I went on that tour literally never playing guitar before.
Wow.
So yeah, that taught me a lot also.
That's amazing. And then, so you did that tour and then eventually, so when did you move to LA?
I just moved here in November. So when, you know, everything happened, I was in Nashville, I was planning to tour more. I had just started, I was about to release my EP.
When's this? Before COVID, isn't it?
Yeah, it was right at the beginning, right there is when I was about to, but everybody, you know. But so I had made this connection with this producer, Jimmy Messer, and we'd been talking for a little while, and I had been writing some songs that I felt like I hadn't written songs that good before, and they were definitely my best work, and it felt like the right time to make my debut album. So I reached out to Jimmy and had him hear a song or two. And he was all on board. And I'd always wanted to move to LA. There was something about it that felt right for me. Nashville, I love, but I think it was my time to move on. And so I was just listening to that. And so I came out here and just stuck my head in the sand and went every day for 3 months in the studio with my producer. And we got it all out.
So you have what you're telling us is you have a full length album. Ready to go?
I am. Yes.
Whoa. Yes. Amazing.
The and so, debut.
The debut. I know. I do have to say, I love every song on this album. I know I just asked you as if I didn't know, but of course I know. You have an album. I've heard it. I love it. It's so good. And something I wanted to point out about it that I love, obviously you're openly out and in a lot of your songs, you use the pronouns of she, her. I love that because I feel like, yes, these days I know it's becoming a little bit more normal to do that, but I still feel like there's some artists that don't and they keep it kind of ambiguous.
Definitely, yeah.
Was there like a decision in your mind that you were like, I'm for sure doing this, or was it just natural because you were writing songs about women?
And just to explain, you mean in lyrics referring to the girl that you love or rather than it just being the person.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because it's true to me, you know. I am writing the song and from my perspective, that feels true. And it would be hard for me. I remember even in high school when I was dating a boy and I would be singing a song, I always remember feeling so uncomfortable because it was a guy singing about a girl. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. And it used to freak me out so bad because I didn't want anybody to even notice for a touch that I was interested in that. Yeah, I think it kind of makes me feel empowered to feel like I can.
I love it. I think it's great. And even in your music videos, you cast women as the counterpart because, and again, I just think it's all about the visibility. And we need more artists like you that are more open about it and just truthful and authentic about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's going to help a lot of people to see someone like to understand and to see someone that's like them.
Yeah,
you know, like I think for me that was what was hard. Like actually like them. For me, it was hard growing up to come to terms with my sexuality because I never saw it really.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's like you when you're not seeing it, you're not seeing someone that's like you. You just feel like this isn't right. I'm not normal. You think that it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And and so I just think it's so great and important for people, you know, like yourself who are just like, you're like, nope, this is how it's going to be. This is exactly what it is. And you're not even, it is just what it is.
Right. Because I'm just going to be me. To me, it's like, if I'm choosing to be an artist, I'm choosing to be open about who I am and not be afraid to show light on that. It's okay to just be all at facets of yourself and not this picture perfect ideology of what people think you should seem like.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I love it. And anyway. So speaking of which, recently you did just release a song called Careful With My Love. Mm-hmm. It's your newest single. Can you tell us a little bit about it and the music video as well?
Yeah. So that tune, I was going through a pretty interesting time. Me and my girlfriend had just broken up and I just felt like I was craving love so much and I just was trying to find love anywhere and I could feel that and just felt like, oh, you know what? I should remind myself and everybody, like, be careful with my love. Like, I felt scary of myself, you know, or scared of myself.
Yeah.
And then it just became this, like, really chanting melody in my head. I was actually, it was a co-write that I had over FaceTime. It was one of my first FaceTime co-write. And I'd never met the guy before. And I was just prepping a little bit before the co-write, kind of getting some ideas. And that song, the first, like, verse and the whole chorus just kind of, like, came out. I was like, this is awesome. And we then got on the FaceTime, wrote the song in about an hour and a half or two, and long process of figuring out exactly where to take it production wise. But it's been, I'm so happy how it ended up. And I feel so lucky to have it sound the way it does.
It's an amazing song. It's one of my favorite to play with you live. I just think the energy is so great. And lyrically, I feel like I just resonate with it so much.
Yeah.
It's just hard. Like, yeah, I'm like, I just, you know, I feel like some of my friends have called me a puppy dog, you know, because I just like always like, I've always like craved love. But it's like, I totally just understand the lyrical content like so well, because I can just resonate with it. So it's an amazing song. For anyone who has not listened to it yet, go check it out. And the music video just came out too, which is also amazing. I love it. It's so cute. You and just rollerblading, roller skating around. Was it Venice or Santa Monica?
Yeah, it was in Venice. And there's a tunnel at the very end that was actually in Santa Monica. But it's a pretty fun little thing. Came up with a good little Halloween idea too.
Did you direct that yourself then? Did you come up with the concept and everything yourself?
Yeah, I came up with the concept and I had my friend Kelly turn me into what I called a love monster. Yeah, my friend Sophie helped me. We went thrifting, got this cute dress and kind of like made a heart around just to kind of emphasize all of the idea. But it's basically like me going on a first date and then like falling too hard and having to like get out of here because I don't trust myself or my own love.
And so what are your plans for this next year, I guess, now that we're coming out of COVID?
I signed a distribution deal with Vare Music and we are starting, we just, as you know, released Careful With My Love and my other tune, Let You Go. But I'm coming out with a Christmas single before the new year starts. So that's a kind of a little fun thing. And then I'll be having two more singles before the album releases. And I'll be kind of going to Texas, playing in Texas in January, opening up for this duo, Alexander Jean. Just going to keep kicking it off with some shows and get some more cool things out there.
Just a quick question about a distribution deal for people who might not know. What? How did that come about and what does it involve?
Yeah, so a distribution deal is, so you need a distributor to get to like, you know, Spotify, Apple, all of the outlets. And if you have a good distributor that can do it like pretty effortlessly and have good relationships with all of the outlets, it just makes everything kind of easier, makes it easier to get playlisted. It makes it easier to have that process be more seamless, which doesn't seem like much, but is highly important, especially the more everything has been growing.
Yeah, the playlisting's everything, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. And so anyway, it's not too much more than that. It's just kind of like a distribution deal for have them handle all of your songs going out to the world. But yeah.
Nice. It's amazing. Congratulations on that and congratulations on the two new singles. For everyone who is listening, do you want to give us your social media handles where they can find how to find you and keep up with what you're doing?
Yeah. You can find me at Noah Vaughn on all of the things. It's NOAHVONNE. And yeah, go check it out. or noahvaughn.com. That should be the only one.
Perfect. Yay. Thank you so much, Noah, for being here. I can't wait to play more shows with you. I love your music. I hope everyone goes to check it out because it is incredible. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you, guys. Y'all are wonderful. Love you, badasses.